them 50-pound sacks made a barrel of flour. That's the way they...
Four of the 50-pound sacks.
Made a barrel of flour.
Gosh, I don't know how you remember things like that. You're just amazing. Both of y'all are just...
And they'd pour that flour in there, and sometimes before it'd all get out, they'd go get more and fill it up.
Uh-huh.
And now then, we buy it in 5 and 10.
We think that's a lot. Well, what about a sack that's kind of rough material, like, maybe potatoes might be shipped?
Yeah, we call that toe sack.
Toe sack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or gunny sack, some call them.
Gunny sack.
Gunny sacks. Uh-huh. Mostly we call them toe sacks. Uh-huh.
But you have heard gunny sacks too.
Yeah, I've heard them called.
Y'all are so good because you bring up, the other things you've heard and everything.
Yeah.
What about when they were, a person was, had horses and you were riding in a buggy or a wagon, I guess, and you wanted them to go faster, what would you...
A whoop.
Called
it a whoop.
Mm-hmm.
And in a buggy,
everybody had a buggy switch.
They called it a buggy switch.
Oh, I see. It would be different for a wagon.
This buggy had a thing there that you could stick it up here. It was along with the end of it was about that much. It was some kind of soft stuff. You take it and warp it.
If you were hauling, I guess you had to take your corn to the mill to get it ground up. What would you call the amount of corn you might take at one time?
You'd say a bushel.
A bushel.
Bushel.
Mm-hmm.
You might take more, but in a bushel, half a bushel, pecks, and a half a bushel, and bushels is the way. Now, over in Tennessee, it's barrels.
Barrels,
see? They measure by barrels over there.
Isn't that funny how different that stuff is?
But we weigh measured here by bushels and by weight.
And by weight.
Weight here.
Have you ever heard anybody, I think I've heard my grandfather say, a turn
of corn, going to mill with a turn of corn.
Yeah, you've heard that.
For meal.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that. Take a turn of meal.
Yeah. My grandma used to ask my father and dad, me and mother went back there and lived with her. On Saturday, she went to meal. They had a first meal there in Poland. Friday night, we had to sit down on a quilt and shell so much corn for a turn of meal.
That would be a turn of meal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what about what would you call the amount of wood you could carry in your arms, like from the wood pile into the house? You'd say, I could carry about
an armload of wood. I'd get about it.
Put this arm out and pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's it,
Yeah.
Oh, so you'd put this one out
if you're right handed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just the brass and
verse. That's right, if you were.
Yeah.
How would they measure, like, the amount of wood that they could carry on a wagon?
If you're selling that wood or buying wood, it's it's measured by the rank or cord.
Oh, by the rank or cord.
It'd be rank or cord.
And
the difference in it now is in the length of it. It's all... A rank of wood is 4 foot high, 8 foot long, and then the length of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a cord